Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there are many toxic chemicals around in the environment and in consumer products that we use every day, we don't have to be exposed to them. We don't have to get sick from them. We don't have to not think clearly because of them. We can live healthy, happy, productive lives because there are many, many things that are not toxic. And today we're going to be talking about body-friendly natural furniture made out of natural materials, but also fitted particularly to the health of your body. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a video I saw. It's an incredible video, and it's about a man in the Smoky Mountains, I think, who, after many heart surgeries, gave up taking his drugs and spent his money, his prescription drugs, for the many illnesses that he had, and spent the money instead on harmonicas, which he distributed to local schools along with harmonica lessons because they didn't have a music program as part of their budget, I guess. I remember when I was a child, we had music programs, but they got cut all over the place. So when, after the first month, he didn't die because he didn't take his drugs, the next month he spent the money he would have spent on prescription drugs on more harmonicas. And the next month, and the next month, and the next month. And this video is about what happened. It just is incredibly wonderful. I mean, me being a musician, it particularly speaks to me. But it really shows that there are many things in life that we can do that are not toxic and are even actually beyond just looking at the material side of life, that we can be doing all kinds of things to make the world a better place by giving of ourselves. And the way to find this, I put it on my website, just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and across the top, there's a menu to the right where it says Living as Nature. And then scroll down that page, it's item number 2 right now, and click on the video and watch it. It'll just make your day. And I particularly wanted to point this video out today because my guest, Patrick Clark, from Carolina Morning, is very nature-oriented. And he really did take a look at how nature works and what's going on with the natural laws of the planet and of our bodies and everything in order to put together the products that he offers. So welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you, Deborah. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. And you're there near Asheville, right?
Yes, Asheville, North Carolina.
It's so beautiful there. So beautiful.
Yeah, it is, especially today.
I can imagine. So tell, just start at the beginning and tell us your story about how you went from probably, well, maybe not an average person to someone who has such a different viewpoint than our industrial viewpoint and how that's changed your life.
Yeah, well, I never was an average person. I started out in life wandering around the trails behind my house in the Wayahatta Valley, near the Great Smoky Mountains, and just, you know, kind of playing with things. I built little shelters and would go around and was out in nature, and it was really hard to put me into school. I rebelled, like, as much as anyone possibly could, and I ended up going through school, and I came out of school, college, and everything, and I still hadn't changed. I still liked what I liked, and things still didn't feel right to me about how we were being forced to live a certain life that was uncomfortable, and it seemed to be stifling something I might call life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended up, you know, just not even thinking what I was doing, but I was just what I always did. I just kept doing. I just kept tinkering with my environment, and I was in, you know, working in office settings, and I would stack things up a certain way and prop things up different ways, and until I felt like it was right, and and I just kept doing that until eventually it ended up in the concept of body-friendly furniture.
Well, tell us about, you told me that you brought yourself back from the dead after experiencing 2 decades of declining health. Tell us more about what you went through and what you found started to work.
Yeah, and that, you know, that is like a slightly different subject, but since everything is really extremely connected, it's good to talk about. I had what I call it the dark night of the body.
I like that.
And I see that in people. It's almost how we get to you and to your paradigm here, Deborah. It's like we, you know, until it hits us and we get sick, we don't really believe people. It's mm-hmm. just hard to believe that people are getting sick from things that you can't see. So I ended up becoming toxic because, of course, no one even used that word back then, and there wasn't even the concept of green building and all those kinds of things. So I ended up toxic and chronic fatigue and multiple chemical sensitivities. And I guess, you know, in a way that led up to part of some of my ideas about furniture, because I needed to find some way of resting, being able to rest the body and recuperate and restore energy while I was working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what was the first thing that you tried when you wanted to get better? And what were some of the symptoms that you had?
It was being fatigued and mental, you know, just having brain fog.
Yeah,
and just depleted, where you get up. And, I mean, part of it was, you know, the first part of it was the acute part where I could not even get out of bed. And
I know what that's like. I went through that, too.
Yeah, exactly. And then that led to eventually moving out of that place that was extremely toxic, and then actually building a very tiny house that, because it was really impossible to find a clean place at that time.
Yeah.
And part of the time was, you know, like you, living in a tent outside for periods and things like that. So it ended up, you know, I had this new environment of a tiny place, a tiny house, very tiny, and it was so tiny there wasn't room for furniture, and I started like rethinking furniture in the terms of small space, multi-use, body-friendly, and feng shui.
Tell us, I know what feng shui is, but I'm sure some of my listeners don't. So explain what feng shui is.
Feng shui is, it's the art of placement. It's a Chinese or Asian and ancient science and art of placement, so that things are arranged the most auspiciously for energy flow.
Yeah. Give an example of like what you would do to the entrance of a house for feng shui.
Well, for an example, like you wouldn't have clutter, and you would make the entrance be extremely obvious that this is the entrance, and make it stand out as an entrance, make it real obvious so that, you know, we'll just say the word energy can flow through in and out easily.
Mm-hmm.
And clutter is one of the things that feng shui is really down on. Western culture is like a nightmare for feng shui. That's why minimalism and small spaces are like already like halfway there as far as feng shui, because that you can't have clutter.
That's right. And I think that's really hard for people to lift. We need to take a break. We'll be back after this message and talk more about body-friendly furniture. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We're talking with Patrick Clark from Carolina Morning, and you can go to his website at bodyfriendlyfurniture.com. Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with Patrick Clark from Carolina Morning talking about body-friendly natural furniture. Patrick, before we talk about your furniture, tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that may be encountered in furniture that would be making people sick. Why should they be interested in yours and not just go down to the local furniture store?
Because there are literally hundreds of chemicals in just about anything that you buy, touch, or look at right now in our environment. And formaldehyde, PBDEs, flame retardant chemicals, glues, adhesives, nylon itself is toxic. It's a chemical soup, and if you're going to do the first step to health, I would recommend doing a complete overhaul of your indoor environment.
I recommend that too. I've said on other shows that I got to a point where it just became clear to me that it was kind of useless to study the chemicals, that what I needed to do was just make this quantum leap out of the industrial world.
Yeah, exactly, because it's overwhelming, and it doesn't matter. A poison is a poison at one point. You realize that.
And so I can see in your work that you've come to a similar realization that I did, is that you just need to look to nature and see what you find there. So tell us, when you looked at nature, what did you find? What are the materials that you use that you think are supportive to life?
Yeah, that's right. We look at nature because I call it non-synthetic materials, what we ended up finding out what the available materials are: cotton, buckwheat hulls, kapok, which is a seed pod from the kapok tree from the Amazon, and
it's very fluffy. For people
fluffy,
who don't know,
downy material.
It's very downy and fluffy, and it doesn't compress like cotton.
Exactly, and wool. So we ended up with combining with those four things. That's what we found made the best combination.
Good, and then you also use wood, solid wood.
Yes, we have solid wood for our bed frame system. Poplar from the eastern United States right near us. And then we have some of our furniture, not the bedding, but the desks and chairs are made from, it's called MedEx, M-E-D-E-X, and it is a Forest Council, Forest Stewardship Council certified non-toxic medium density fiber board.
And do you know what's in MedEx?
It is from 100% recycled, like sawdust and some kind of a adhesive that's non-formaldehyde, that's non-toxic.
I'm familiar with MedEx, and it's a pretty non-toxic thing. Okay. So
go ahead. I think I'll just throw in about the finish. We have a really nice finish too. That is. Whey based from Vermont Natural Coatings. And
I love Vermont Natural Coatings.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yay. And the other thing about it is we add another dimension to it, that it's a magic element of that adds some health enhancing qualities. It's called EM it's an EM ceramic powder. And I'll talk about that later, but it's a really nice material.
I didn't know that you could mix it with, I'm slightly familiar with it, but that's interesting that you can mix it with a finish, and we can talk about that later. So I know that you've put different modalities together so that you have a basic philosophy that you're working from. So could you just explain that so that we know what your viewpoint is?
Yeah. It started with, kind of an instinctual feeling like something's wrong here. And as I did, as I went to work wherever, in different settings, and it was always like, something's wrong here. I just don't feel alive. I don't really want to be here. And And as I did research, that there are some definite physical problems, issues with sedentary lifestyle, and they had not been solved. In fact, they had barely been even mentioned at the time I started the research. And the sedentary lifestyle, it also has another name, maybe several, but one of them is called office illness and or metabolic syndrome, and it has a lot of mostly with metabolism and alignment and circulation and breathing, it crunches our body into a shape that it's not supposed to be in, and it reduces the amount of oxygen that you can bring into your lungs, and it also causes chronic back pain and leading to serious back issues, and one of the, you know, just to show you what a scale we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
that the back pain, an undefinable back pain, is the second leading cause of people missing work.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised.
And the only other thing is the common cold. And there's $4 billion spent on the back pain industry. And I don't even think they include, you know, visits to the chiropractor and massage that they may not be associating with a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah. So, well, I can see that you're looking at, like, if we were not in an industrial world, we would be out in nature walking around all the time. We would probably be walking from place to place instead of riding in a car, and we would be gathering our food, and we would be hunting, and we would be carrying logs for fire, and all these things that it would be an extremely physical kind of life.
Yeah.
And now we have a very sedentary life where we're sitting all day, and then we go pay for a gym membership and drive to an air-conditioned building where we have machines exercise for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Does this not make sense?
It's not a good design, is it?
It's not a good design. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll be back with Patrick Clark from Carolina Morning after this. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd, and we're here with Patrick Clark from Carolina Morning. His website is bodyfriendlyfurniture.com, and we're going to be talking, he's going to tell us, what is body-friendly furniture, Patrick?
Yeah, good question. It is furniture that encourages movement. It gets you to move, and it alternates active positions where you're actually exercising with passive positions where you're resting and restoring your energy.
Well, I'm not sure what that looks like. Give me an example of how that would be.
Yeah,
I can't
good
imagine
question.
Sitting in a chair exercising.
Yeah, it's a new concept. Well,
yeah.
active sitting is actually exercise. So active sitting, you probably don't even, yeah, I mean, you may not know what that is, but.
I have no idea what active
sitting is. Okay, all right. Well, that
all of this is new. You've invented a new thing.
Yeah, we will start there. Okay,
we have no memories to draw upon.
Okay, so, you know, the idea is, you know, you mentioned about the hunter-gatherer type lifestyle where we kind of have this movement, constant movement, resting movement, or, you know, hunting, whatever. So, it's the idea is to create a lifestyle, something like that. And the lifestyle is more important than the actual furniture, but you need furniture that can support that kind of lifestyle. So active standing is actually an option. If you can somehow work while you stand, then you can do the same thing while you're standing that you can sitting at a desk.
You know, let's just stop right there because that is, I think, a revolutionary concept. That I sit at my desk all day long, and I can't imagine standing up all day long. And
yeah.
Maybe it's just because my body is too weak from all this sitting.
Yeah, no, I mean, It is a process, and that's the you know, one of the first things people see. That they say, wait a minute, this, I don't know about Stan, maybe for a little while, but all day, I don't know. Well, that's the whole point. The whole point is movement. Like, even, you're right, if you stood all day, it wouldn't probably be a good idea. So my furniture puts you from active type positions into passive positions so that you can get some circulation and oxygen into your lungs and energy flowing. And then when you've had enough of that, you can go into the passive position, and then you restore your energy. But you need to do it in a way that your body is in alignment.
I think I'm starting to get it. I sit in a chair all day long that is just a regular upright chair with a pillow on it. It's a solid wood chair with a pillow on it at a wooden desk. And I think it's at the right height. I can just put my arms comfortably bent on the desk and sit here and type. But I notice, and I think that the listeners should go to your website, bodyfriendlyfurniture.com, and look at the pictures. Because, like, you have a girl sitting in a reclining position with pillows all around, typing on her laptop. Now, I have a big 27-inch screen on my computer, so it needs to have a base. But I can imagine, if I start thinking about all the tasks that I do during the day, when I'm sitting, for example, needing to be upright and typing, that's one position. But when I'm speaking with somebody on the phone, like even the other day, what I wanted to do was go in the other room and lie down while I was talking to somebody on the phone. And I was trying to figure out how I could do that with all the things that I needed to write with and everything. Could I do that? And so I could see that you could have a setup whereby just being in one place, you could be able to be in a more active role, say when you're typing on a computer, and then you could be resting while talking on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the floor is one of those places to have space on the floor, and yes, you need to have props, like, you know, sort of planned ahead, that you've figured out where your screen needs to be, where your keyboard needs to be, where you're either going to sit or stand, where your body's going to be, and you have little props that are set up for different activities, and that is what my line of body friendly furniture is.
So that you could figure it out in advance and make sure that those spaces are there when you need them.
Exactly.
I really like the sound of that, because my mind is just going a mile a minute about refiguring this out and and how I'm in my space in a completely different way than what you're talking about. What I was just thinking was how I arrange the space in my office for optimum work production, not for optimum body comfort.
Or
what the energy level would be of my body after sitting here for a few hours, or how my health would be. I considered having toxic things, but I didn't consider how the environment and the desk and the chair would actually support my body. It's all arranged by what's the workflow like.
Yeah, that would be the right order, though. Get the toxins out first, and then think about the next step of vitality, health, and energy. And the idea is that it's to make it fun. I mean, it's like you just sit there at the desk and that's it. You know, no. I mean, the whole idea, this is productivity. This is creativity. It's proven scientifically this increases the power of your brain. Movement makes your brain work more efficiently. And so this actually becomes a extremely powerful way to work.
So even if we don't have the perfect furniture, there's probably a lot of things we can do to be moving in our sedentary lifestyle in a different way. Like, one of the things that I thought is that my massage therapist gave me a little roller thing for my feet, And so it feels so good as I'm sitting here to just roll my foot on this little thing.
Yeah.
It's got
some
ridges on it. And I can see that it stimulates the blood flow in my feet, and it would stimulate the oxygen instead of just having the foot sit there just stationary. And I could see that now that I'm sitting here and thinking about it, I could see that I could be moving my arms, I could be wiggling my shoulders, I could get up and do something instead of having everything at arm's reach. I could place things that force me to get up out of my chair. That all of these things are a whole different way of thinking.
Yeah.
And I want to tie this back to toxics for a minute, because one of the things that is so important about toxics is moving your lymph system. And I'm sure you know all about this, that the heart has a pump for our blood, but the lymph system is this whole system in the body that carries out the wastes from your cells. And it also carries out the toxic chemicals that come in. And if your lymph doesn't move, then you continue to store those toxic chemicals. So even, I mean, whether you're doing heavy lifting or going to the gym or whatever, even any kind of movement as you're sitting at your desk all day is going to move your lymph to some degree.
Exactly. That's the whole idea behind the body-friendly lifestyle, and I think you're getting it, Deborah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, we need to take a break. In fact, we're past time for the break. So I'm Deborah Lynn Dadds. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with Patrick Clark from Carolina Morning, and he's up there in the beautiful Smoky Mountains in a very non-toxic environment, I'm sure. Patrick, tell us about your more innovative things like your quantum calming mat and the little magic dust and all those interesting things you have.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, there's problems with electromagnetic fields and cell phone radiation and some things out there that aren't so good for us. And so one solution is it's called EM ceramic powder. And it comes from Japan, from Dr. Teru Higa, and it's been around for about 20 years. And basically this material, we put it in our bedding and our quantum calming mat and our finish, the finish on all of our furniture. And what it does is it emits a frequency called infrared radiation, and that is a healing frequency to the human body, and our cells entrain to that frequency while you're exposed to it within 3 inches of it. So that is one of the nice things we have, and it's supposed to, and you know, reportedly, and calms you down, and it actually does some detoxing of your blood and things like that.
Well, you know, I think that most people aren't aware that the earth itself has its own vibratory frequency, and that the wires that run through the walls and all the EMFs in the Wi-Fi and everything, that's a different frequency. But that our bodies actually, if all this man-made frequencies weren't here, our bodies actually line up with the frequency of the earth. And I think that you would agree that part of the problem that's going on is that we no longer have that frequency connection.
Yeah, exactly. If we can get out somewhat during the day and in nature, that's one of the best things. You know, everyone's talking about it now, but really, yeah. I mean, we are so missing that. We live in an artificial environment. We have not just chemical toxins, but the toxicity of electromagnetic fields and artificial light is in itself a toxin and throws off our circadian rhythms. And basically, you know, what we're trying to do with our business and our product is provide ways for people to go back closer to nature, to that, all of the things that you would be having if you weren't in this artificial toxic environment.
Yeah, even doing things like going out, not necessarily lying in the sun if you're concerned about sunburns or things like that, But even I find if I feel too stressed or everything, I just need to like take a break. One of the best things that I can do is just go out in the backyard and I just put a wool blanket down on the grass and I just lie down for 20 minutes and just neutralize is probably the best word I can use.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're accustomed, since our bodies, again, going back to that nature is a model kind of thing, that our bodies are accustomed to having things like sunlight, connection to the earth, where our bodies are actually on the earth. We're used to walking barefoot so that whatever earth energies there are can actually come into our bodies. And so in addition to the toxic chemicals being a detriment, we're not getting our nourishment from nature that goes way beyond food. And I think that's a big element that's missing in health as well.
Yeah, I agree. And the dilemma is, what do you do about it when you're in the artificial environment?
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, a few ideas about, you know, maybe you might call it bioremediation. And EM or effective microorganism is like a huge and inexpensive solution to a really lot of these toxic problems. You can, and I mean, not just what we incorporate into our products, but you can actually put it in your paint and paint your house with it and use it for household cleaning and you know, there's a whole lot of range of things that you can do to create this, like, a more harmonious field around you.
Yeah. Yeah, because we do need to have that. I know for me, I'm a bit of a purist, and so I always want to tell people, well, just go out in nature, you know, except that not everybody can do that the way things are arranged today. And I could see particularly with the population density in Japan, that they would come up with something like this so that the indoor built environments can be healthier. That there's, you know, there's so much that I think needs to be undone in the world today. Tell us about your mat. I forgot what it's called.
Futon or quantum calming mat?
Your quantum calming mat.
Quantum calming mat. Okay, yeah, the idea is if you could take a piece of earth and, you know, or, you know, and put it in your bedroom and sleep on the earth in your bedroom, you know, something like that. It would be calming and grounding, you know, literally grounding as far as your electricity, pulling static electricity off of your body. So that's the idea behind this. It is basically a piece of organic fabric that's coated with the EM ceramic powder, which emits infrared frequency, and another thing, which is a gemstone amethyst powder. And the amethyst powder has some healing qualities in and of itself, and actually amplifies the infrared by 10 times.
Wow, I didn't know that. I love amethysts. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about frequencies because I sing and play the piano, and I sing in a choir, and we've been talking about, well, what is music and what is sound, and every sound has its own frequency as well. And frequencies is just like, it seems like everything comes down to energy frequencies, and yet that's something that we're so unaware of in our industrial culture. That nature, don't you think nature's fascinating?
I do. And I like that, you know, harmony and beauty and adding that into our lives.
Yeah, I do too.
And everything, you know, with quantum physics, you know, everything kind of really boils down to light and frequency, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, we only just have a few minutes left. Is there something that you'd like to say that you haven't said?
I would like to read a little thing from a customer, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. I had lived with chronic back pain for 25 years. This pain has awakened me every night since its inception when I was 19 years old, now 44. I've used inversion tables, physical therapy, stretching, et cetera, et cetera. Within 2 hours of my first usage of the tilt chair and peace bench, I noticed a gradual relieving of the constant strained feeling in my lower back. By the time the first 2 hours were up, I reported 80% to 90% relief of all back pain and soreness, shoulder stiffness and soreness, and 80% relief of neck soreness, aching, and stiffness. And then it goes on to say that they are not advertised as miracle furnishings, but to me they are. I never expected anything like this.
Wow. So tell us more about those two pieces of furniture.
Yeah, so it's active sitting. It was what that thing I described as active sitting, where you're basically sitting without leaning back into something. And what it does is it's you're toning, you're actually aligning your body vertically. So you're toning the front and back of your core. And while you're sitting, you know, doing sedentary work and stuff like that.
I'm starting to get this idea as you're describing it, that as I'm sitting here, it's hard to say because it's not words that you are accustomed to having for a concept, but I'm really getting it that I could be sitting here holding my body up. That's it. Holding my body up with my muscles in an active way so that I have to tighten my muscles to sit in that position versus slouching or having no support, and that would make my body stronger.
Yes, exactly. And it's almost impossible to do in the normal chair. What you normally need is a front sloping tilted seat, because you need to tilt your pelvis to keep your back in the proper alignment.
Yeah. I'm
so it's harder.
Tilting my pelvis while you're talking.
Okay, you got it. So yeah, some people think it's impossible because they haven't quite figured out that you have to have the right type of surface to sit on.
Wow, this is amazing. This has changed completely the way I think about things. Well, Patrick, our time is up.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say that. But this has been fascinating, and I'm so glad that you were a guest today. This has been Patrick Clark, Carolina Morning. He's at bodyfriendlyfurniture.com, and I hope you'll go take a look and see all the different things that he has. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I will be back tomorrow. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. If you enjoyed this show, tell your friends. You can listen to all the shows are archived at toxicfreetalkradio.com, including this one with Patrick. And so if you missed something or you wanted to hear it again, just go listen to it. Tell your friends, and I'll be back tomorrow.